Welcome back to Inside College Basketball Now with John Rothstein. Pleased to be joined by newly minted North Carolina head coach Michael Malone. And Michael, welcome. It's been 29 years since you were on the Providence staff that lost to Arizona in the 1997 Elite Eight. What do you remember most about that game?
That we should have won, John. I go back all those years ago, and obviously Pete Gillen, our head coach at Providence, a tremendous coaching staff. Working with Bobby Gonzalez, Tommy Herrien, Lewis Orr. And then on the other end of the court, you had Lute Olson, and he had a great team that year. Guys like Mike Bibby, Miles Simon, Jason Terry, Michael Dickerson. So tough loss, but obviously we felt that we had accomplished for a very small school in Providence, Rhode Island, to get that far. It was an outstanding run with guys like God Shamgod, Jamel Thomas, Derek Flight Brown, and stay in touch with a lot of those guys. So truly a tremendous team.
A special team, a special run. And now you're back in college basketball nearly three decades later in a major way as the head coach at North Carolina. How would you describe the last 4.5 months for Michael Malone?
Chaos. You know, I felt after 25 years in the NBA, making this jump to come back to college basketball, John. And the reason I made this jump and to come to school like the University of North Carolina was because I felt that we could win and compete for championships every year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the first month you think about, you want to talk about being overwhelmed. Yeah. I fully admit the first day I got hired, I had a press conference, I met some donors, and then I walked into a room, the portal room, if you will, with names and numbers and the names of kids. I had no idea who they were. And so from day one to almost 4 months later, putting together a team for this season, hiring a coaching staff, meeting the Carolina alumni that make this such a special place. And the one thing I have still not accomplished is finding a house to live in with my wife. But other than that, things are going great.
You're the first coach since Frank McGuire to be hired at North Carolina with no previous ties to the school. How does Michael Malone bridge that gap with the North Carolina family?
Well, you know, you talk about Frank McGuire, a nice, good Irishman from New York City. Michael Malone, another Irishman from New York City. And the way I'm going to bridge that gap, and I think when I put together my staff, John, I did it with intent and purpose. And so keeping a guy like Sean May, who played here, was a lottery pick, won a national championship on my staff. Pat Sullivan played for the late, great Dean Smith, won a championship in 1993, a part of my coaching staff. I hired Deion Thompson and Brandon Robinson, both players that played here, but not only played here, they, like Pat Sullivan and Sean May, also won national championships here. A guy like Eric Hoots has been here for 20-plus years. So I have, for me, I found a way to keep that connection with the past and the tradition of excellence and winning, while also hiring guys like Chuck Martin, a dear, close friend of mine for the last 30 years, to come in and be my associate head coach, to bring in a guy like Brian Tebaldi from Providence College, who has NBA experience as well, and Jorge Sands, who I just hired, who was working for Hall of Fame coach Mark Few at Gonzaga, and Jorge brings an international background, being from Spain originally. So I feel we've done a really good job as I put together this staff, connecting to the past, but bringing in some new ideas and people from the outside as well.
Yeah, Mark Few just went into the Hall of Fame, and Mark Few in 2017 coached in the national championship game against another Hall of Famer. That was Roy Williams. What is the Michael Malone-Roy Williams relationship like as you make this transition to Chapel Hill?
Well, Coach Williams had a lot to do with me taking this job. You know, I like to say I turned the job down three times, and I felt finally at peace about that, and I was going to stay in the NBA and continue my NBA journey. And I had a couple of great conversations with Hall of Famer coach Roy Williams. And I had just met him. I just got to know him. But I feel like I've known him for years. Coach Williams has that kind of impact on you. And the thing that really resonated with me, John, is this. How much Coach Williams loves this university. How much Coach Williams loves this program. And that passion that he has. He has been unbelievably welcoming to me and my family. And he's been around. I told him it's really important for me to have Roy Williams to be a part of this program because I know how much it means. So I told him he can sit in my seat some nights if he wants to, and I'll go sit in the stands. But he said he didn't want to do that anymore. But Coach Williams is the best. He and his wife, Wanda, are just unbelievable people. And they care about one thing. They care about this university and this program.
You turned the job down three times. Why didn't you turn it down a fourth and ultimately decide to take the job at North Carolina?
Well, what do they say in the mob, right? They made me an offer I couldn't refuse. you know, Steve Newmark, our athletic director, Eric Kutz, our director of basketball operations, they came to my house from the Final Four on Easter Sunday. I had been speaking to them for a couple of weeks. And each time I talked to them and I learned a little bit more about the school, I didn't come here because my daughter plays volleyball here. You know, I've never been afraid of a challenge. Mm-hmm. And I grew up a Carolina fan. My father was a huge Dean Smith fan. And obviously, if my father loved Dean Smith, I was going to love Dean Smith. And so that was something that was taught to me at an early age. And when this job came open, and the more I thought about it, I could stay the course and try to become an NBA coach once again. We had tremendous success in Denver. We won a world championship in 2023. And I did not like how my tenure in Denver ended. I wanted to kind of get back. But what really kind of made the decision easier for me as I thought about it was I love and embrace the challenge. And North Carolina basketball presented an opportunity that very few people even have a chance to consider. And I did not want to have any regrets. Years down the road, I did not want to look back and say, I turned down an opportunity to coach one of the most prestigious basketball programs in the country. And so I embraced that challenge. I put a great staff of people around me. We're bringing in players for this season's team. We're off to a great start with our recruiting for next year and the year after. And I have attacked this. I didn't come here to hang out. People say, Coach, do you golf? I don't golf, John. I work. I've been in the gym. We've been working hard trying to get this program back to where all of Tar Heel Nation wants it to be.
You mentioned that you won a world championship with the Denver Nuggets. You've been used to coaching the best players in the world, Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray. How much of a transition is it going to be to have an opportunity to coach great players, but maybe not the best players in the world like you had in the NBA?
Well, it was definitely a transition. And what I use the term, I've had to train my eyes. And so we went out the first weekend in Memphis for the EYBL. And Mishawaka, Indiana. And I'd never heard of Mishawaka, by the way, but I was in Mishawaka, Indiana. And I'm looking at these players and some of the highest rated players in the country. And Chuck Martin, my guy, he says, Coach, you got to remember, Jamal Murray's not here. Nikola Jokic isn't here. And you have to get used to that. These kids are 16, 17 years old. And once I was able to adjust my eyes and realize I have to take these players for who they are in this moment and evaluate them on that, while also having the ability to look forward, to look at the potential that they have and help them. You know, that's the one advantage I think I have. So there's a lot of coaches that are going to talk to these recruits about, listen, I can help you get to the NBA. I know what it takes to get to the NBA. I know what it takes to be successful in the NBA. Well, guess what? I can do more than just talk about it. I've done that. I've walked that walk. Yep. I've been around five MVPs. I've been around 20 plus all-stars in my many years in the NBA. We did win a championship in Denver, the first in franchise history. So those are things that I was a part of. It wasn't me. I was a part of something much bigger than myself. And as we recruit players to this program, we want to bring in guys that understand that are truly selfless in everything they do and understand that this is Carolina basketball. No one is bigger than the program here. The tradition of excellence, the players that played here, the list goes on and on. We all know about that. So I'm just excited about the challenge. I'm excited about the group of people I've surrounded myself with. And it's a lot of work. This is different than the NBA. There are no off days. You think you've got one thing done, one class is done. Well, there's another class to get ready for and a class behind that. So we embrace it. We love it. And our goal is to get better every day. And I think we've done a really good job of that in the last 4 months.
As you build North Carolina's program, how will you balance building it through the transfer portal versus high school recruiting?
Yeah, great question. And listen, I'll say this. You know, I'm an honest, direct person. I'm going to make mistakes. You know, I was in college, as you mentioned, a long time ago, working at Providence College with Pete Gillen, the University of Virginia with Pete Gillen, and Manhattan College with Bobby Gonzalez. And the league, college basketball has changed a lot since then. Coming in right now, my whole mindset is this is North Carolina. We're going to get the best players in the country. We're not going to settle. We're not going to take a back seat to anybody. We're going to go out and get the best players. And if we feel we can get a high school player that can come in here and make an impact right away, we're going to get that player. That's my mindset. And then you also have, you know, come the springtime after the season, now you have the transfer portal. I have one transfer portal, you know, kind of in me now, going through that, learning about it. And I think going into next year's portal, I'll have a hell of a lot more information. I'll be a lot more comfortable. But when you consider when I got the job, John, and the roster we were able to put together with getting a guy like Terrence Brown and Matt Abel and Neo Avdalis, to name a few, we feel that we did a hell of a job. And even getting guys late like Angelo Breezy, Cameron Fens, as well as some new young players, Maxi Adams, Sion Cada, Kevin Thomas, with returning players. It's a real healthy mix. And so we'll balance it. I know some coaches say, I'm not going to do high school. I'm going all portal. Well, I wouldn't do that at Carolina because we have a special place and we feel we can get the best players in the country year in, year out. And that's what we plan to do.
Well, you referenced some of them on your roster right now. What are your initial impressions of the roster that you're going to coach in 26-27?
Well, I'm excited. You know, I think the greatest challenge, not only for me, but I'd imagine for every college head coach, is how do you build a team? There's only five returning players from my team last year, three scholarship players from last year's team. That's 11 new players. So in a short period of time, how do you as a coach help foster an environment where it's not about NIL money, it's not about how much is he making, how much am I making? Leave that at the door. If we want to win big, if we want to win at the highest level and be in Detroit for the Final Four, we have to find a way to build team. And as a coach, you can never spend enough time working on that, getting guys to buy into something much bigger than themselves. And that's a big part of the culture we're trying to create here, being selfless in everything that you do. And that's something that I have to make sure I am instilling and demanding from our players every single day. And that's something I think our players are fully aware. But I think the guys we had our 8 weeks this summer, the guys that were here, I felt they bought in, they committed, they worked hard. Today is our first day of classes here, John, in Chapel Hill. We had some conditioning this morning. Guys are excited, and you can feel the energy. You know, obviously, I follow a tremendous lineage of Carolina coaches. And Hubert Davis, who was here before me, did an outstanding job as well. I'm just trying to build on that and add to that and make sure that we go out there this year and compete in a way that all of the Carolina fans, not just here in Chapel Hill, not just in North Carolina, but all the Carolina fans around the world, because we are a global brand.
Yep.
They can be happy and proud of the team they see performing every night on that court.
And that team is going to be showcased, as always, in an incredible schedule, not just the ACC, but you're going to play Arkansas in the ACC-SEC Challenge. You play Kentucky in the CBS Sports Classic. There's a game against Illinois in Nashville. There's a game against West Virginia. North Carolina is always going to be the focal point of college basketball when you talk about the best brands in the sport. But let's wrap on this, Michael. I know the goal is always to go as far as you can go in March and compete for a national championship. But for you, for Michael Malone, what are the biggest things that you want to accomplish in your first season as you now try to bring North Carolina back among college basketball's elite?
Yeah, well, this may sound corny, but it's something that I truly believe in. I told our players this the day I got the job. I reminded them last night at our team meeting. Goal number one is not to win a championship, because every team says that. If you're serious about that, your first goal is always going to be, we have to find a way to get better every day. Mm-hmm. And that might be in a conditioning, weight room, player development session. That might be in a practice and a shoot around, in a film session, whatever it may be. We have to find a way as a program to get a win every day and to get better. And if you do that, and that's going to be shown in your everyday actions. If you do that, then you'll have a chance come NCAA tournament time to be a team that can compete and maybe get to a Final Four. So that's number one. Can we get better every day? The second thing is, I want our guys to buy in to our style of play and our identity and how we want to play. And so, like I said, regardless of the result, I want our fans to walk out of the Dean Smith Center every night and say, you know what? They played hard. They played with toughness. They played together. Those are things that I think resonate with people. You can be proud of a team when they do those things. And, you know, that's been my goal when I took over the Sacramento Kings as a head coach. That was my goal in year one when I took over the Denver Nuggets almost 12 years ago. Yep. And that's my goal this year going into year one. Sitting in that seat that Dean Smith sat in, that Roy Williams sat in, Bill Guthridge, and all the other coaches, Hubert Davis, that's something I do not take lightly. And we're committed to working as hard as we can, John, to go out there and have the best season possible while building team and being a team that all the fans could be proud of, both on and off the court.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun to cover, Michael. Appreciate your time. Congratulations on the job. Hope to visit with you and your staff in the preseason. And as always, look forward to staying connected along the way.
All right, John. I appreciate the time, man. Look forward to seeing you soon.
You got it. That's North Carolina head coach Michael Malone. I'm John Rothstein, and this is Inside College Basketball Now.
Hello, and welcome to Pluto Phone. If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, just stream it for free on Pluto TV, where all your blockbuster favorites are landing all summer long. Catch Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Fantastic!
The Matrix Trilogy.
Welcome to the real world.
Mean Girls.
Shut up!
Titanic.
I'm the king of the world!
And so much more. For showtimes, press nothing. They're free 24/7.
That is so fetch.
On Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.